The Shasta National Monument and Indian Creek National Monument Act is sponsored by Republican Representative John Curtis from Utah's 3rd Congressional District. The act would create the first tribally co-managed national monument in the nation. The committee's chair, Utah Republican Representative Rob Bishop, is a co-sponsor of the bill. He wants Congress and tribal nations to work together on a management plan.
What we are talking about is how do we empower people who actually have a close tie, an ancestral tie, a family tie, to be able to make real decisions, not mock decisions, but real decisions.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert testified before the committee and says because the area is on land managed by the Bureau of Land Management, how to manage the land needs to be handled legislatively.
These are lands owned not by Utahns only, not by the Navajos only or other Native tribes. These are owned by all Americans. You, the Congress, are responsible for how we, in fact, manage those lands through the Interior Department and through the BLM. The only way we can resolve this to the optimal benefit and respecting the differences of opinion and come together with resolution is a legislative fix. Anything else will continue to have us argue, fight, court, and never get resolution to this issue.
The bill was met with resistance from tribal leaders. Sean Chapuz, an elected member of the Ute Tribal Business Committee, also testified. He was asked if the bill would improve government-to-government consultation with the 5 tribal nations in the Bears Ears area.
No, it won't. All this is going to do is divide us further. And what's pretty interesting in this, we know there's a challenge in court. But to push it through basically shuts the door on the legal process. So this isn't going to help nobody. If anything, I guess we're going to draw our lines and we're going to start pushing harder and harder.
The congressional hearing for H.R. 4532 continues into Wednesday. Reporting for UPR News, I'm Danny Hayes.